Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the Superhuman Podcast. I'm your host, Chiamaka Okorie. Today, we're going to be discussing forgiveness, its implications to us, the importance of it in our Christian walk, and everything in between. The devil really tried us. We were being consistent, producing our podcast episodes, and then you know when you don't plan for the unexpected and the unexpected happens, then you're like, oh my God, I didn't plan for the unexpected. Yeah, so the devil really tried us, but to God be the glory, we're back, we're going, we're kicking, we're here for it, and hopefully we don't have to take another break. Hopefully we'll come up with a contingency plan, myself and my team. So don't worry, the content is not going anywhere. We're gonna produce content regardless of what's going on. Okay, so today we're talking about forgiveness. The first thing that I always think about for forgiveness, and I think I heard it somewhere, most likely from PS, my pastor, she would always say that, like, when you don't forgive, it's like you are stopping a truckload of blessings from coming to you. So the idea behind forgiveness is that, like, you hurt yourself more by not forgiving somebody. All right. And recently, one of the things that I had to do was to forgive. I don't know. For me, it's like, I don't like to fight. I'm just gonna say that for free. I don't like to fight. I am one that keeps to myself. I don't do well with, like, confrontation, all that, and everything in between. No, not for me. Never will be, never has been, and never can be. But every now and again, there's always that pull to forgive someone beyond what they've done to me. But recently, like literally this month, I had to let go of something that happened to me, like at the start of the year. It was the hardest thing. And in understanding that it was hampering a lot of my blessings and a lot of, like, every good thing that God had in store for me was being hampered by this. I just had to let it go. I just had to just put myself in that place where I was just like, you gotta let it go, baby. You gotta just let it go. And even though it was the hardest thing, I just thought about Ephesians 4 in the Bible, where it says that you need to be kind and be compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave us. So that's Ephesians 4:32. I remember that, and I was like, okay, still, every time we look at what does the Bible talk about in terms of forgiveness, it reminds you that you are doing it because beyond you, God was able to forgive you. So who are you not to forgive someone else? One of the things that is very instrumental about forgiveness is that forgiveness builds or results in healing, is a starting process for healing. Honestly, most times people think that getting closure is when you start healing, but no, until you forgive, forget, let it go, can you then start healing? And it was so instrumental for me that once I found and figured that out, it really helped me. This month, like, just that thought of letting it go, of just allowing it be, I didn't require anyone to come and say, Amaka, I'm sorry, I did you this, I did you that. It didn't matter to me at all. But in that moment, understanding that this was a hindrance to my healing, like, I wasn't healing because I wasn't letting this go. So it's very important that we pay attention to it. We see this in Colossians, we see this in Matthew, time and time again, be it Jesus, be it Paul, be it any of the disciples that wrote any of the, you know, the letters to the churches. Time and time again, they keep saying, forgive, 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 and you'll be forgiven. Forgive, like, forgive because you were forgiven. Forgive. And then I learned over time that that's the nature of the God that we carry. That's the nature of God and how he does things. His ability to forgive us, his ability to forgive us time and time again, is one of the things that we need to emulate. And we see it in the Bible where it says that, behold me as in a mirror. behold me, follow me, look in the mirror, behold my face in that mirror, that you may become more like me, that you may become like him. So if he's a forgiving God, then you're a forgiving child. Don't hinder the truckload of blessings on the way because you won't let that thing go. Be it big or small, the importance is being able to identify and realize that God's plan and purposes for you can only be festered and grow in an environment and a soul that is not laced with so much unforgiveness, but rather with a forgiving, a caring, a compassionate heart, saying time and time again, 77 times each day, I'm ready and willing and open to forgive. Our Father, the one that burns us and the one that we're cut out of his very loins, he's abounding ever more in forgiveness and goodness. So that means we, the children of this God, are abounding in forgiveness and goodness, in love. Without forgiveness, you can't say you are in love. Love lets go. Love does not keep record of wrong. Love lets it go. Let it go. Another thing forgiveness does, it hampers prayers. So you stand, even before, you know, when the Bible says that, like, if you are coming to come and present your gifts and you know you're having a fight or toboggle with one of your brothers, drop the gift there, leave the church and go and, you know, forgive the person and then come back and do your offering. You know, it's very important that we see the reason why this is so important is because we are such creatures that if our mind is on a place of like, I'm unforgiving this person, I'm not able to forgive this person, that means every time you're praying, if that person is in that space, even if any person is not there, like a part of your brain is carrying that load. It's unnecessary. For the Bible tells us that if you're unable to forgive other people, then the God will not forgive you. But when you remember, God forgave me, even no matter what I did, he forgave me. No matter what I did, he said he loves me. No matter what I did, it didn't matter what I did. Understanding and seeing that as we behold, it starts from here. What are the things that you're beholding? The character of forgiveness. It's my prayer for me and you throughout this week that as we go in the week, we see opportunities time and time again to forgive people. And in that moment, we embrace this call upon us, this forgiving nature that we have on the inside of us, and we choose to forgive and let things go. Holy Spirit, we're going to need you times two this week. But we know that with you, there is no such thing as impossible. I've been your host, Shamaka Okori. You've been listening to the Superhuman Podcast, and I'll catch you next week. Bye-bye.